Oh man, you knew that was coming. You knew that was coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, how's it going? How's it going? My name is Joe Carabe. I'm a filmmaker. I am a photographer. I'm a writer. Definitely in the band Monday Mistress. But today I am a podcaster, like I have been for the past maybe five, maybe six years now, with the lady, the woman, the greatest mind I have ever met, sitting across from me for the longest time in this studio, maybe not in this studio, but many studios when we record this podcast, cartoonist, designer, creative mind extraordinaire, the realest gal in the room. Her name is Carolyn Bolesky. How you doing, Carolyn?
I can kill you with my brain.
That's true. That is true. The fear is strong with that one. Fear is strong. So we're back, man. We are back like we were last week. We had two episodes, but now we're back this week with, I don't know how many episodes we're going to give you this week. Maybe we're going to give you a lot.
Maybe a million.
Maybe a million, because we got a lot. We got a lot of stuff that we want to share with you.
Yeah, so we're back from AwesomeCon 2016. Another AwesomeCon in the books. This is the fourth year of AwesomeCon. Joe, I cannot believe it's 4 years.
Four times.
Because seriously, this convention has grown leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds.
It's really amazing because we were since day one, hashtag since day one. It's a real thing for us. I remember in this studio filming the Ben Penrod's video to do the Kickstarter to get that to get AwesomeCon going for the first year.
Yeah.
Or for the next year. I forget what year it was.
I think it was the second after year. The first year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy because on Sunday, we got there a little early and we're walking around the DC Convention Center, and I started seeing the other rooms that in previous years of AwesomeCon have been different rooms. And basically now I think they're in the biggest room of the DC Convention Center. Is that true? Because the convention center is pretty big.
Yes.
I mean, okay, for example, just to give you a glimpse of how big this convention has grown. So last year, where the hall was just the waiting room for people.
Yeah.
The holding room.
Yeah.
It was the holding room for them to get in, right?
Yeah.
Or was that for, like, some special panels?
Last year?
No.
Last year, the holding...
This year.
This year, the holding...
The holding room was where the convention was last year.
Was the second year. Yeah. Pretty much, like, this year, the holding room to get in... Was the second year where,
yeah,
it became the first time it used up the main convention hall. So,
and then,
to show you the scale, that was massive.
And then just the registration area is where the first AwesomeCon was.
Yeah.
In that one room. I just think, I don't know, it's just crazy because I look at the registration area and I'm like, that was where the whole first convention
was. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I remember us doing the Carolyn Joe Show podcast and just like walking from that room across to one of the other panels, one of the other panel rooms that were just like an easy walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like literally us walking.
Well, yeah. One cool thing about AwesomeCon compared to like New York is New York. Oh man, my news music is playing, but since we can still keep talking, New York. Comic-Con, if you don't know where you're going, you can just get stuck in a wave and people start walking like penguins because there's no room to walk. There's just so many people in certain areas of New York Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's like a traffic jam. Have you ever been on traffic jam where like the cars are just very slowly moving like molasses?
Absolutely.
That's pretty much how New York Comic-Con is, roughly. I mean, there are certain areas where you might be able to actually walk with like a normal speed of your legs, but most of the time you're walking around like a penguin. But AwesomeCon, the good thing about AwesomeCon is that I feel like the traffic did flow pretty well. There were a lot of people, but people were able to walk freely. I mean, they might have been little pockets where there might have been little jams, but in general, people could still walk somewhere. I had no wait for the bathroom. I didn't have to wait for the bathroom at all, so that's good. In New York Comic-Con, you have to wait like an hour to go to the bathroom.
It's amazing how like just the visual of the conventions though. It's like with AwesomeCon, like, you know, for me, whenever I'm doing like any of the social media that we're attached to and we're trying to promote, I'm always doing those montages or the collages of like, you know, just the story of the day, you mm-hmm. know, of the convention. And I'm always trying to find those grand shots of just big giant crowds. And it's great. You can find that like in New York Comic Con. There's always those big spaces, like those the areas because they got like the gigantic entrances to the convention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like that's the one thing with DC. The DC Convention Center doesn't have like the doorway, like the massive doorway that New York Comic Con has, but it has the escalators that go down that basically reveal the big convention. So that's pretty cool. But like I can still sense like, you know what I mean? I can sense that even though we're big, it's like there's always that like, well, there's still plenty of space. You know what I mean?
There's still more room to fill.
So even though like you feel like this is big, I'm just like, wow, I think it's just starting.
I do too, because they're, like I said, they only have completed 4 years, so they do have a lot more to go. Because New York has already been established for a while, and DC, you know, it's DC, so it's going to take a little bit longer for it to grow. But at the same time, it's like, they've grown so much. So AwesomeCon was basically huge this year. And I will say, like, one takeaway overall from the full convention is that it did inject me with, like, a shot of adrenaline to be like, whoa, this is cool. What we're doing is cool. Because so many times, like, we've been doing conventions for maybe, like, the past, like, 6 or 7 years or so. And I'll be honest, like, sometimes you just go to conventions and it looks like the same convention.
It's
like year after year, or it's just like, it's not that it's boring or anything. I just want to make that clear. It's just that like, once you see a convention hall, they all start to look the same sometimes.
It's because it's really a room and a row of tables. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then they have curtains that sort of divide things, and you know what I mean? It really does.
Yeah. But this AwesomeCon felt different than any other convention this year. It was almost like a rejuvenation for me. And I know I'm not the only one to feel that way, because I've talked to a couple other artists that were there, and everyone felt just really pumped. And another cool thing about AwesomeCon is that the energy level was through the roof, because not a single moment did it feel dead or something. You know, sometimes at conventions, I mean, I'll be honest, of course, Saturdays are always good at, you know, Saturdays are always pretty heavy at conventions. But Sundays, like, sometimes Sundays go to, like, I think most of them go to 5 o'clock usually.
Yeah.
And, like, around 3 to 5, sometimes they feel a little bit dead. You know, it just feels like everyone is done with the weekend and they're getting out early. And then the last hour is, like, sometimes painful because you can see some I've been to some conventions where some exhibitors start to already depack their stuff and go home.
Yeah.
And it's not a good sight to see while the convention's still going on and you have exhibitors leaving.
Yeah.
So I will say that AwesomeCon seriously legit had energy the whole show up to the very last minute. So that's really a good, awesome thing. I mean, New York Comic Con is the same way. It's like, you know, a countdown and it's like, oh, it's over, you know, but there comes a time where it has to end. But I feel like AwesomeCon is on par with New York with the energy. You know, of course, New York Comic Con also has DC and Marvel big time celebrities, but AwesomeCon's getting up there.
What it really feels like to me is because when we started exhibiting at New York Comic Con, I think it was like in its fourth year.
Okay.
You know, and like it that's what AwesomeCon feels like to me. It feels like it feels like how it was back then, like the when we're first going to New York Comic Con, we're like, wow, this thing's freaking massive. And then knowing which way, you know, now we can see the path that it can probably take.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, that's a good observation, Joe, because at this point, we saw the fourth year of New York, and we saw how much New York has grown since then. So now, imagine this is just the fourth year of AwesomeCon. Look at where that's going to go. Like, where's that going to go in 10 years?
Yeah.
You know, of course, I'm concerned about the conventions. Like, right now, they are the hottest thing ever. Everyone's going to these comic shows, dressing up, cosplay and stuff. I mean, I've talked about this before. Eventually, there is going to be some type of plateau where, you know, the superhero movies, I think, are driving the force.
Yeah.
And eventually, there is going to be some type of plateau where everyone goes to the shows and then it just, you know, phases out eventually. I mean, I don't think it's going to phase out anytime soon necessarily, but there is that fear that it will happen. Who knows how long it's going to ride that wave? Like, it could be, I think it's going to go longer than 5 years, maybe 10 years from now, it might just kind of drop off. Of course, it's hard to really determine how Hollywood is going to impact this, how Marvel DC movies are going to impact
But
it seems like they're on the rise anyway.
But let's think about this, because it is a festival. a convention, is a festival, a gathering, and they always have people every single year. There's always like, oh, it's the, I don't know, like the Italian festival or like the Chinese New Year festival. Mm-hmm. It's like just the continuously being able to
celebrate, just
to have some sort of celebration. I feel like of, you know, of a celebration of a certain culture, and this is a sort of a certain culture, mm-hmm. you know, pop culture, that if you keep on just adjusting with the new, you know, just what, you know, just being progressive, I feel like it's always going to be able to have a place.
It will always have a place, that's for sure. It's definitely part of the American tradition at this point now. But I'm thinking way too ahead, but maybe like 15, 20 years from now, you know, you don't know if people are going to just get tired of it, if everyone who's been to these shows are going to be like, okay, well, on to something new, you know? So maybe that's too far ahead, but I just know that right now conventions are hot.
I mean, there are so many, it's such a great business, like you said, just to have that. I mean, even during our weekend, there were so many conventions happening around the U.S. Yeah, there
was Wizard World Philly. And
Wizard World Philly had John Cena and the Bella Twins, too.
Oh, really?
And Bella, yeah.
Because that was going on the same weekend as AwesomeCon. And that's, like, seriously within driving distance. So if you're anywhere within the Northeast area, you have to kind of decide between AwesomeCon or Philly, you know.
Which is the great thing about having a three-day show, though, right?
Yeah, and then I think they also had... maybe I'm butchering this up, but I think I saw posts about like an Arizona Comic Con or something like
probably.
That.
Probably.
So that was going on, I think, but you know, I could be wrong. But either way, there was another convention going on, but that was more, you know, on the West Coast, of course, so it wasn't as much competition. But yeah, man, conventions, if you seriously had enough money, time, energy, whatever, you could fly to a convention and exhibit every weekend.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to. I don't know, I feel like I would be so burnt out by that, but people do it. And yeah, I should point out that our next conventions are in the fall, so we do have some time where we can rejuvenate and hopefully create new stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
we're gonna
is playing.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
Beginning of July.
Hold on, let me finish my sentence. Well, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con, Small Press Expo, and New York Comic Con. Those are the three events we have coming up. And we also have the Blood Drive, Cartoonists Draw Blood with American Red Cross. That's in the fall. So I just want to put that out there real quick. So, Joe, let's talk about your news with your band.
Well, I'm pretty much going to promote one of the main shows that's happening July 5th at Jam and Java. Monday Mistress is taking part in the band battle that's happening at Jam and Java. And we need your support, man. We need as many people there. You go to MondayMistress.com. Go to MondayMistress.com and check out our music, and then check out that we're going to be playing at Jam and Java July 5th. You know, we're at the 8 o'clock slot, but getting people there, making lots of noise for us, will help us get to the illustrious finals that will happen at the end of August. So
this is a battle of the bands.
It's a battle of the bands, but also I want you guys to see what I'm working on. I want you guys to see this awesome music project that I have going. That's I'm pretty excited about just how vicious and rocking that we are. We're trying to bring back that nasty doom rock that you want. So I feel like you guys would have something.
All right.
We have something for you. So check it out.
Put some links on the show notes to your
events.
So back to AwesomeCon, I want to do a little recap show before we start posting audio. Just so everyone knows, Joe and I had several panels throughout AwesomeCon 2016.
Eight.
Did we really? Oh my goodness. That's
together,
a lot.
Together we had eight.
That's a lot. So what we're going to do is, you know, let's just discuss this openly right here. What I think we should do is put out a show, and then like a new show of Carolyn and Joe's show, like we're recording right now.
Yeah.
And then also put out audio from a panel once a week. So we'll be having two shows a week. That's the goal.
Yeah.
So one new show, and then we're releasing a panel by panel each week at AwesomeCon. So that should be the goal. So looking at what we had, let's just go in order of what we had, and then we'll recap it.
Okay.
On Friday, you first had the Jeremy London Q&A. That was your first panel.
Yeah.
And I'll say from my perspective, I know it's going to sound pretty lame, but I might have heard Jeremy London's name, but I didn't know who he was. But then somebody was like, oh, he's the main guy in Clerks. And I had seen Clerks before. Oh, Mallrats. Thank you. So I knew it was a Kevin Smith movie, but I had seen Mallrats before, but I like honestly can't really picture him. It's been a while since I've seen Mallrats, so... And, you know, I'm going to straight up say this because maybe I don't know, accuse me of being a fake geek girl or whatever you want to do. But honestly, like, I appreciate
a fake
all
geek girl. No, no, that'll be, there'll be other people.
I don't even know what that is. But anyway,
you don't claim to be a geek though. That's the difference.
I don't really know what I am. I know I am a fan of certain things.
You are Carolyn Bilewski. You don't need a genre.
Okay, so I know I am a fan of certain things. I can actually list them for you. Like, I love Freaks and Geeks. I love Boy Meets World. I love Good Charlotte. I love country music and a whole bunch of other stuff. But those are, and I love animation and Bugs Bunny and stuff like that. Like, that's my jam, okay? Like, as far as, like, and I'm not trying to criticize any of these shows that I'm about to say, but, like Doctor Who or, I don't know. A lot of these things, like, I'm not against Doctor Who by any means. I've only seen one episode of Doctor Who. I just never got into it. And I feel like the fan culture, again, this is all with complete no dissing. I just, it's too much shows for me to keep up with. Like, everyone's like, oh, do you watch Arrow? Do you watch this? You watch that? You watch this? You watch that? And then, like, I'm like, I don't have time to watch all these things. I'm making comics and working full time. And I'm not saying that I don't play video games. I work on my stuff, and sometimes, like, I don't want to be in, like, infatuated with other things and, like, make that come into my work. So in a way, I have to have, like, this barrier. Like, I can't inject everything in my brain. I just can't. It's too much to handle. But I know that a lot of people that go to AwesomeCon are really big on fandom, and I think that is cool. I think it's cool when you have, like, at least one or two shows that you're really into. It doesn't matter what they are. But as long as you're a fan of a couple things, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But there are people that go to these shows that, like, legit know everything. Like, they're pretty, it's pretty amazing that they're like, oh, they watch Justice League, they watch, you know, Batman, they watch, I don't know, they watch just, like, a Flash and all these other things and, like, Game of Thrones and, like, they know all these characters and they know every little storyline. But I'm not one of those people. I just don't memorize all the characters' names and, like, know every little detail. I mean, I did watch Mad Men all
that's
the way.
True. Yeah, so. but even though, I mean, I don't remember every single name and every character in every
but there
episode,
are
but I remember
that do.
Best. But I remember those best parts, and that's great, though. It's great for.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but just me in general, it's like, there are certain things, like when it comes to Batman the Animated Series, I know so much of that. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So that's like one of your top shows that you're a fan of, and that's cool. So anyway, but there are these people in my mind, maybe I'm just blowing it up in my head or something, but I feel like there's these people that like know like 30 different shows.
And they do. They absolutely do.
And I'm like, whoa, that's like a massive, and I'm just not one of those people, and I'm not, I don't know, I just like. So, you know, you can quiz me all you want, but I'm not going to memorize all these things. It's just not the way I am. I just want to enjoy it. I don't want to memorize, like, all
also,
these episode and
also,
names
I don't,
and stuff.
I don't really feel like wanting to be a know-it-all about things. I don't want to be an encyclopedia. I like to live life live. You know what I mean? So it's not like one of those things I need. I don't want to have the. I don't want to watch something and expect a quiz later on. I'd like to just enjoy it. Live like I'm living it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember everything that happens in every day, and I'm not going to remember every single moment that happened in every show, but I will remember the ones that mean something to me, and I think that's what's more important.
It is cool. So I mean just leading that off, I will say, like, the reason why I'm saying all this is because there were a ton of celebrities at AwesomeCon, and quite honestly, I probably had only known of or heard of probably half of them. Like, half of them I legit didn't even know. And I had to be like, who's this person on? Like, what's this? And then, like, you know, no one really gave me any heckle for it. But, like, maybe in my head, I'm like, I need to know all this. But I just don't. So Jeremy London, back to that. So that was your first Q&A. And I just want to point out that I didn't know who he was.
Well, and I think that was one of the greatest things about me moderating that, too, is that I knew very limited amount. And I think doing that panel really, and I think maybe me, I basically told him, like, up there, when he said, like, I asked him, is this your first time in DC? He's like, no, I've actually been here, and I was hired to direct commercials that took place, and we
oh,
won
wow.
all these awards. And like,
was that your first question?
That was one. Yeah, that was. And then,
okay, because that was a question I actually used.
It's a good go-to question.
Yeah.
I used that. It just seems like when my mind really needs to be warmed up, we need to base it in the location that we're based off. Is this your first time in DC? I asked that almost in every single one of my panels, and for some reason I thought I wasn't going to do that, but it's just when the time was. the time is hot. I had to strike with that, and then you just jump off from there. Because they, you know, it's a clean answer that they can give that lets people, you know where they are too.
Yeah, and so, it connects them with everybody that's local here.
Exactly. And when I asked him that, and then he told me about being directing, I was like, holy crap, I didn't even know that you did all of that. I literally said that out loud. I didn't know that. And then maybe that's good or bad. I don't know how to perceive, because it's tough. I don't know. Should everyone know if you're, it's like, why are you at a Q&A if everyone knows everything already?
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's good if people don't know. That's why they're asking you questions, right?
Yeah. I sometimes like might get in on a roll where I'll be like, oh, I want to learn more about this celebrity. And I'll go on YouTube and see all their interviews, like on Letterman or whatever. And it's funny because a lot of times they say the same stuff over and over like a press junket. So it's cool that I feel like our questions are fresh.
I think you guys heard this last time, but I try really hard to make it a real conversation up there whenever I'm moderating or whenever I'm doing anything. Just my nervous attitude alone makes it real. But, you know, because I do look at other panels and it's just like sitting at a table, you know, like I don't want it to be like Entertainment Tonight. You know, I don't want it to be like those type of shows up there. I want it to be like people are like eavesdropping on like a really important conversation, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so you had a good conversation with him. Do you think that would be the first one that we release? Should we just go in order?
No.
Okay.
we should go with the hot ones.
Okay.
We should go with the ones that people really want, and then we can. We should go back and forth. There's going to be a biasness to what should we release first.
I mean, I think we should release something this Thursday. I'm just teasing.
But what would you like to hear?
Maybe we should just lead it off with the one that is our podcast, which would be the Phil Lamar one.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Whatever you want to do. They're all pretty great. From what I've listened to so far, when doing the audio cleanup, we didn't have to do any audio cleanup, just boost the levels. But like, they're all pretty amazing. I'm gonna be biased because I'll be like, why don't we release the summer one? Because like I'm still on that high.
Is that the one you want to?
No, I don't. I'm okay with releasing anything, but like, okay, I'm gonna be biased and be like, well, because that's so
okay,
great.
Well,
but like, we don't have to.
I think we could do the summer one first and mix it up.
You know, we can always gauge on, like, you know, what do you think people want to hear first? So, but I can't rely on waiting for everyone's votes either.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, people could let us know.
They could let us know.
So if you're on social media, Joe is on Instagram and Twitter. He is at AstrayJ, A-S-T-R-A-Y, and then the letter J, AstrayJ. And I am, my name, Carolyn Belefsky, at Carolyn Belefsky. So you should be able to find us on Twitter and Instagram, and let us know.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
we're letting them know by how long?
I mean, you have like a day.
We have one day to figure this out.
A day and a half actually, because we want you guys to get to us before Thursday.
So should we list it when I post this? Do we list what panels?
No,
choices?
Just let them get to us because we're gonna go through. Well,
we gotta list what
they can see it on the site. You know, they'll figure it out.
Gonna figure it out.
No, because we're gonna go through our whole day. So
we're gonna do it right now.
No.
You know, we've done that like three episodes in a row.
Basically, here are your choices. Here are your choices. For the first release, here are your choices. Jeremy London, Phil Lamar, Will Friedle, and Gray Delisle. Summer Glau. We have How to Break into Comics and Survive. And we have Awesome Filmmakers Making It Happen. And we also have Other Side of the Table, Lessons from Creators. So those are your choices. Lots of good choices. I mean, we have a lot of how-tos. We have some celebrity interviews. We have a lot of voice actors. And yeah, we of course have Summer. So
I guess just, you know, people just tune in, find out what actually ends up getting released.
I mean, your vote counts, you know. A lot of people are out there voting today.
Any vote counts, man. Any vote counts.
Any vote counts. So
either way, we're going to release all of them.
Eventually.
So,
but it's just a matter of like which one you're in the mood for this week, you know? Sometimes you might want pizza, sometimes you might want nachos.
Exactly.
So, yeah, okay, so let's see. So we did do on Friday evening, we did record our live Carolyn and Joe Show podcast with Phil Lamar, and that went perfectly. That went exactly how in my mind it was going to go, and Phil is so great, and I'm looking forward to releasing that episode. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed talking to him, and yeah, Phil Lamar, man. On the Carolyn and Joe Show.
I'm always so...
He's a cool guy.
Like, every single year when we record these podcasts, I'm always so, like, weary of the audio quality. And I would say that probably this year, for people who are listening, this year's recordings of the podcast are probably the best that we've ever done.
Okay, good.
And we have all of it too, and beyond. And we have more than you have more. You know, I don't know. Just some. I mean, we. I'll try to be on top of it.
I will say, I guess.
Did like, you? But you already pre-heard some. How did it sound? Did you?
I actually didn't listen.
You haven't listened?
Yet.
Okay.
No. But
I think it sounds
great. I will say I had to jump from the Will and Gray panel right into How to Break into Comics, so I missed like the intro because I came in like a minute later.
Was it just a minute later?
Yeah, because it seriously that panel ended at 12:30 and the other one began at 12:30.
Okay.
So I just like walked right over and they already were like a minute into it or
something. Well, another good thing to ask on this one, we can interview you about this, like, because this is the first time that you had to do Awesome Con moderating of celebrity guests. How was that process? Did you have something to get ready for? How'd that turn out?
Probably the most nervous. I mean, I wasn't like jittering or anything like that, but like, I know the night before I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to talk to Will Friedle and Gray Delisle. Like, what am I going to say? Like, how's that going to be in front of people? And, you know, I wasn't necessarily like shimmering in my pants or something, but
were you nervous
I definitely like thought about it more than like other things. Cause other things I just go into it and I don't really think about it as much. Like, yeah. I know what I'm getting into and all that, but this one was like, oh man, I hope it goes good. And like, I hope I ask them good questions. I hope they like me and all that. Cause also I learned that morning, first of all, with Will, I have been a Boy Meets World fan ever since that came out. I remember watching it on TGIF when I was young. I remember having such a great time watching that show. And it is probably one of my favorite shows, that and Freaks and Geeks. Like, I always think about, like, having good memories with those shows. And that's, like, a part of my childhood. And, you know, I don't want to reminisce and be like, oh, when I was a little kid, I loved it. But it's still a good show. And they also have, for those of you that haven't watched it, but they have a new spinoff called Girl Meets World. And it's basically Cory and Topanga's daughter and her friend, and it's all how they navigate life in the current environment, 2016 life. You know, they talk about digital issues and all that, but it's all like the same type of Boy Meets World feeling where you come away that you learned a lesson, but it also has like that family element to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's like healthy and it's a good show, and the girls on that show are excellent. So I'm really excited about like how it's rejuvenated in the past few years. But yeah, so growing up, I just want to point out that I have always called him Will Friedle, like forever. Cause I just didn't know any better. I never have heard him talk like in an interview before.
And no one,
I've never even actually really tried to look it up.
And that's actually one of the biggest fears I had with anything when you're working with someone in front of a stage and you have to announce their name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's what I was the most nervous about. In all truth, I was just like, oh man, I hope I do that right. So my whole goal was on that morning, I went to the celebrity area, which I hadn't even been yet, and I was trying to look for them so that I could ask them face to face, like, oh, is this how you pronounce your name? And I was more concerned actually about Gray's, because hers is spelled like kind of different. Like I would never have think that her name is Delisle.
Well, like, how does it look spelled?
It's spelled like D-E-L-I-S-L-E.
Deglisle? Is that how I remember? We were trying to figure that out. It was like,
so I was
Deglisle?
Deglisle? So I was like, dude, I don't know. Like, I was more concerned about hers. And I actually thought that Will Friedle was right.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. So I went over there and they weren't at the booth yet. And they're like, oh, well, they're probably going to be here like at 10:30. They have a panel. And I was like, well, that's the panel that I'm moderating. I was like, do you know how to pronounce like Gray Delisle's name or whatever? Like, and then I was like, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Gray Delisle? Gray Delisle? Like, I had no idea. And then like, I had a couple volunteers that like didn't really know. And then this one guy like seemed like he really knew. And he was like, yeah, it's Gray Delisle. It's Gray Delisle.
Yeah,
and then I tried to throw him a curveball because I was like, well, on her Twitter it says like Gray Griffin, and then he was like, yeah, I think she has like some type of hyphenated married name, and then he was like, it might be like, he didn't say it was Griffin, but it was like, oh, I think she's Gray Delisle Smith or something like that, and I was like, no, it's just Griffin, and then I was like, well, I just don't know how I should pronounce it because like, but her sign and all the advertisements say Gray Delisle, it doesn't say Gray Delisle Griffin. So then I was like, okay, well, at least I know it's Delisle, because it seemed about right. And then, like, and then I was like, yeah, and also Will Ferrell's going to be there. And then we started talking about that, and I was like, that's how you pronounce his name, right? And he was like, no, I think it's Friedel. And I was like, what? Friedel? I was like, my mind.
Taco Bell?
Like, I kept, like, saying in my head over and over again, like Friedel computer. Like, Friedel. Friedel.
It's almost like, crazy, like, as, like, a host and interviewer, that those are the things, like, I gotta get the name right.
That was, like, what I was most concerned about. Like, I didn't really, it's not that I didn't care, but I was, like, okay with the questions and all that and talking to them. Like, I didn't get nervous, like, around them, really. Like, I was just like, cool, you guys are cool. Like, I know that you're awesome people. I don't, you know, I didn't have a problem with, like, being around them. It's just, like, a matter of introducing them properly. That's what I was mostly concerned about. So then, like, when it came time for the actual panel, you know, like, 5 minutes before the panel, I, like, went in the back and checked, and they weren't there. So I was like, okay, well, I hope they come soon. Meanwhile, I was trying to keep the audience in gear, and I started a hashtag. I should have had it printed out before, but I think I did okay. But I made, like, a handmade sign that said hashtag Will Gray QA, because I thought that was, like, a really cute hashtag, and it kind of rhymes and stuff. And so, like, I was telling everybody, I was like, all right, you guys, like, get pumped. You know, we're going to get started soon. And here's,
is that what you said?
You know, yeah.
Is that on the audio? Because I skipped the beginning. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to include that part of the audio, or do you want to just go right to the...
No, just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it. There's no getting rid of it.
Well, no, but just don't put it on the podcast. Okay. You don't want to have people waiting and being like, oh.
But yeah, anyway, I do.
No, don't put it on there. I mean, this is just my memories of it. I'm just saying that, like, I'm here, like, with these people, like, beforehand. There was already people that were waiting, like, 15 minutes already and stuff, just, you know, so that they could get a good seat. So I was like, come on, guys, let's start a hashtag, you know, trying to get them involved and stuff. And a lot of people use the hashtag. Like, I found it
on
like Instagram and Twitter, and people were also like quoting it, like quoting like their answers and using that hashtag.
That's awesome.
So that was cool, because basically a lot of people were live tweeting it.
That's awesome.
So I was like, yeah, we created our own hashtags. I was like really happy about that.
But anyway, worldwide.
So then, like,
Will Gray Q&A trending worldwide.
No, it's not Q&A. It's Will Gray QA.
Will Gray QA, yeah. Trending worldwide.
Gray with an E. So then also, like, so then the door opened, and, like, I guess their handler kind of, like, motioned for me to come over. And they were like, hey, you know, here they are. And I was like, oh, there they are. And
is that,
like,
what's here they are?
Yeah, like, I forget exactly what they said, but they're like, oh, hey, you know, and then, like, of course, like, they were, like, really awesome. They just, like, shook my hand, and Will was like, hey, you know, and Gray was, like, super awesome. Like, she had a really cute, like, blue dress, and she, you know, she looked good, and like, Will looked good, too, but, you know, I don't know. I guess Gray is, like, known for, like, really dressing up, like, even when she records her voices. Like, she could wear, like, crap, really, because they're, you know, they're just getting the they talked about that, like, they're just really getting the voices, but apparently Gray, like, always dresses up and, like, wears cute outfits and stuff.
I didn't search the hashtag yet. Are there a lot of good photos there?
Yeah, there's some good stuff there.
Cool, so you're able to see what, like, you
know, what the audience point of view was. Yeah.
Have you searched to see if there's any video?
I have not.
You should see if there's video.
I should. So what was cool was that, like, I basically just, I don't know why I was so dorky about this, but I just straight up, like, confessed to Will. I was like, yeah, I'm just checking on your names, because, like, I was like, it's Friedel, right? And he's like, yeah, it's Friedel. And I was like, man, for the longest time, I was like, just so you know, I am a big Boy Meets World fan, but I was like, but for the longest time, I always thought it was Friedel, like, for my whole life. Now, so I was like, I just found out, like, an hour ago that it's Friedel.
Now, was it pretty much like a trip to be like, you actually get to hear Will Friedel's voice, and you get to see, he's, like, right in front of you? Was that just such a,
I mean,
like,
he
a
was
shock?
It actually wasn't a shock at all. I felt pretty comfortable. And also, it was just, like, what I expected, too. I was like, oh, there he is. And the other cool
there
thing
you are.
And the other cool thing about, like, actually hosting this panel, I just want to point out that I had been telling Ben from AwesomeCon to get Will Friedel as a guest for the past 2 years. I've been, like, petitioning.
Yeah.
Like, I've been campaigning for Will Friedel to come to AwesomeCon.
And he's a rare person to have at any con.
Exactly, because first of all, I don't even know what really drove me to, like, really request Will Friedel. Well, I mean, obviously he's, like, first of all, Boy Meets World, I've always said, is, like, one of my top shows. On top of that, like, I was like, dude, he's doing, like, voices of Batman Beyond, Terry McGinnis. And then last year I was trying to get him with Ben, and I was like, dude, he's doing voices for Guardians of the Galaxy. How relevant is that right now? You know, I was, like, really petitioning hard to get Will Friedel involved.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that helped me like secure this moderating position or whatever you want to call it. On top of that, like, okay, I'm going to be straight up. Gray Delisle, I had not heard of her before this panel. Like, I looked her up when I realized that I was going to be moderating the panel. And I knew that she did like Frankie from Foster's Home, and
which
is also one of my favorite shows. Yeah. And I mean, freaking Lauren Faust and Craig McCracken made that show, and they are like animation heroes to me. I even have like original Lauren Faust artwork up in my studio, so that's awesome. And you know, they're just great, you know. And so I was like, wow, she's worked with these people, and like, I knew that she did a lot of voices, but I didn't know to the full extent, like, her talent. And, after this panel, I'm, like, simply blown away about her talent. And also, apparently, she's a singer and musician, and that I still have to, like, look up all her stuff. But now I feel, like, bad. I honestly feel kind of bad, like, in hindsight, that I didn't know every single thing about her, but I feel like I'm well-educated now in her. But if anything, I'm glad that I know her. Like, I did this panel, and now I know of her. And I have no idea why I never knew before. Because, I knew of Tara Strong and, like, all these other people. I don't know. Maybe I don't know where I've been hiding under a rock or something.
Here's the thing, though. It's an interesting world because, I mean, like, there's just some people that you see their work, but you just never know. I mean, you never see their face. For one
yeah,
thing. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do, man?
And also, I don't, like, Google every single comes up.
The only way to find out is if you, like, really pause the credits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I don't do.
Yeah.
But also,
you
the
said
other
she
thing
was the
that
voice
she did,
of the, Black Canary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she did the voice
and
of Black
me,
Canary.
And to me, that soundtrack from Batman Brave and the Bold, right? From Black Canary, the singing voice. Music Meister. That's, like, on my... That's on my, like, playlist in my car.
And we've heard that song, like, so many times.
If only you should love me. I was like, see, that's the stuff we play, man.
Dude, but that's her.
Like,
and
I had no idea, dude.
And I think
I would have been all over that.
I think her voice is great. And, like, dude, she is seriously very talented. And I'm, like, really impressed with her. And, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you wish you knew earlier, but at least I'm on the bandwagon now, you know? So, like...
You have to find out somehow.
I found out in the best possible way. And she's great. And then, you know, so we did the panel, you know, they did their voices. Everybody is really excited. You know, like, you can listen to the audio when that comes out. I don't want to give too much away, but it was really fun. And they really, I think they really had a good time. And I hope they had a good time. And then at the end, I was like, hey, can I get a picture with you guys? Like, in the back, you know? And so they were, like, really nice and took the picture. And it was funny because, like, Gray was like, do you want a picture with just Will? And I was like, no, come on in. You know, like, I want both you guys, you know? And then in my head, I was like, maybe I should. No, because, like, I mean, not because I wanted both of them together. But then, like, as they were walking away, I was like, that would have been cool to get one with just Will. But then, like, I was like, what? No.
But now it's too late.
Like, but I was like, no, that's okay. Like, I was like, I'm happy with, like, that's what I wanted was both of them, you know? But it's funny because, like, you know, I don't know. I just thought it was funny that she actually, like, said that, you know?
Yeah.
But it was funny, like, going into it because, I didn't, like, necessarily make a mistake or anything, but, like, in the very beginning, the handler was like, make sure you introduce, like, Gray first and then introduce Will. And she kind of said it, like, I don't, because they were right in the same area, so she kind of said it, like, under her breath. Like, she's like, make sure you do, like, Gray first and then Will. And so, like, as I was introducing them, I almost introduced Will first. I started to, but then I, like, cut myself. I was the first Will. Oh, I mean Gray. You know, like,
it's interesting because
the words were, like, in front of me, and because it was called Will Gray QA, so yeah. I was, like, looking at that, and I don't know. My brain got scrambled for, like, a second, and I know I don't think people really noticed, but I think I recovered.
It's interesting because I had that sort of similar situation with the Seth Rollins and Natalya last year.
Uh-huh.
Was, you know, I asked them, like, hey, so how should I announce you guys going? Because it's like, well, it's the world champion, and then, it, like, Natalya.
Yeah.
It's like, do I do a single one or just both at the same time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I basically end up just, I was like, well, I don't want Natalya to feel bad, but also with Seth Rollins as the world champion, and I don't want, you know what I mean? So I just went with Natalya being last, but they both came out at the same time.
Yeah.
I felt like maybe that was a safe bet.
I don't really know, like, what the deal is with introducing each first or whatever, but I will say also, Because I asked Gray, so I was like, it's Gray Delisle, right? And I was like, well, what about Gray Delisle Griffin? And she was like, yeah, just do Gray Delisle Griffin. That's what she wanted. So yeah. I did that. So then mentally in my head, I'm like trying to remember like Will
Now
Friedle.
You added a new name. Yeah,
and then also just pronouncing them right. I was like, I kept saying in my head, I'm like, Will Friedle.
There really is a pressure
Gray
there.
Delisle Griffin. They're like really... I kept like, and it's not even hard, but it's just like I'm not used to saying their names like the way that they want them pronounced.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that panel was like really like over, and it helped me to like overcome, I don't know, I didn't have a fear, but it helped me to just get a little better with that. And so I introduced them. We did like a little back and forth for the first few minutes, and then I opened the field to questions. So like once I hit the questions, it was pretty much like, you know,
it's
the audience Q&A anyway. So it's like, it's for them.
Yeah.
So I mean, but I did take a picture of the audience and it was full. I'm going to post it to my Instagram soon. But it's like a view of like, this is how it looks like from the stage.
From the stage. And which is an interesting view. I don't know if I'm ever going to have that view of, you know, people that many people wanting to see me, but at least I know I've seen how it is to be up there.
But it's crazy though, because like seriously, both Will and Gray are like super talented. I think they're great people. I just think that whole thing is just like one of those situations where it's like, how did I get here?
But it's great because when it gets to that Q&A section, you're just like, no, I'm just here. Just hanging out with my buds.
Yeah. I mean, I did remind people, I was like, questions only.
Did you tell them to say their name?
No.
Oh, you gotta tell them to say the name.
I am. Is that a thing? Am I supposed to do that?
What? The people are asking questions?
Yeah.
Well, I think for some reason this year, I don't know if I remember doing it last year, but it's something where I started this year.
Because I've seen like other Q&As where they don't do that.
Well, to me,
I guess it does provide a connection.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not necessary.
But I'd like to feel like if they're brave enough to go out there and ask a question to the celebrity mm-hmm. or the guest, let the guest at least know their name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
so
fun.
So that's what I did. Like for the first question for anything, I was like, all right, say your name and your business just as a joke.
Well, you know? I'm glad that like we did do questions only because I didn't want to do like the hugs and all that because I don't know.
Did you announce only questions only?
Yeah, questions only.
No hugs.
I didn't say no hugs, but I was just like straight up questions only. And because, you know, like that's, I know that people want to get close to like their favorite celebrities and stuff, but like the hugs are just a waste of time. It's like the thing is that they have time to meet those celebrities like during their signing times.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the time for that. Like panel is the time for getting some answers, yeah. not for like hugging and stuff.
Getting to know them.
It's crazy because So afterwards, I wanted to know more about Gray Delisle because she was like really interesting at the panel. So I've just after AwesomeCon ended, I went on YouTube and like looked up some of her interviews, and a lot of them aren't even questions. They're just like people that are like, "I love you," and then like they want her to like say something to their friend in a voice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So then she's like, "Hi Sarah, I'm glad you couldn't be here today," or something like, you know, whatever, you know, like so. But in my head, I'm like, dude, like. It's cool that you can hear her do the voices, but it's still like not answering a question.
Yeah.
Because you know like a lot of the voice actors, they know what's up and they know how to put on a show. So they're going to throw in their character there to answer questions too. They'll just answer them as a character.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really cool. But yeah, that was like a really fun panel. I'm really excited to share it with you guys in the next few weeks. But I mean, I would have never...
Or maybe it's going to be this week. Who knows?
I would have never seriously guessed that like... I would even talk to Will Friedle. but he's, first of all, think about it this way. Boy Meets World is one of my favorite shows, and he was my favorite character on the show.
Yeah, and I love Batman Beyond, and Batman Beyond is one of my favorite shows of all time.
So there you go. And also, but you didn't even get a glimpse of him.
I had a glimpse.
Oh, you did?
I walked by, I saw him like in the beginning, but I was like, well, I gotta get back to my table.
Okay. Yeah, I actually didn't see any celebrities in the celebrity section. I didn't even go to the celebrity section.
He actually is the only person I saw in the celebrity section because he was the first one there.
Oh, cool.
He as soon as it reached like whatever it was, 10 o'clock when it was time to go or when the show started on Friday or noon on Friday,
uh-huh.
He was the first one there. He was legit the first one there.
That's great.
Like he was excited to go.
And also, this was their first Awesome Con, both Gray and Will. So I think DC welcomed them pretty well.
I think so. A packed room? Well, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any stories about Summer's panel? Because that's the next one that you did.
I have unlimited amount of stories at this point, but the show is almost ending, and I might as well just give it enough time to do
should
that.
Should we just talk about it in another episode?
We should. If that's the episode that gets voted on next to be... to be shown, then it'll be stories galore, just like anything else.
Okay, so we'll wait to tell you Joe's inside information. Because
there's actually a lot. I feel like that was amazing about that panel, and I'd love to share it.
Yeah.
But also, what was really cool is like just a lot of the panels, like, you know what I mean? It's just, you really don't know what to expect. And I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for the past like week about moderating. One of the things I come to realize after the awesome filmmakers panel that we had on Saturday night, which was a great one, and people should, if you want to hear that, you should vote on that. I know it was bootleg too, so you'll be able to hear it in some other venue before us if you can. Is that since it was really like a lot of people that I worked with back in RVA during my Project Resolution days, it came to that. I was talking to the Calvin, or we call him Jay, the world calls him Jay, Jay Jameson, director of Try. And we were reminiscing about Project Resolution, how like it's in its third generation now. And I turned to him and I was like, you know, like, because it's the first time Jay's ever been in like this Comic-Con and Awesome Con. He's like, dude, I've never even been here. And he came late, so wasn't able to experience it. And I was like, yeah, man, after Project Res, this is sort of the world that I jumped right into, because we started making comics. We had a comic like on my last episode of Project Resolution on my out. I had that. You remember that? We had Kid Roxy. So that I jumped right into that. And to think now when you look back at it, it's sort of like that's comics and doing conventions has been like one of the many lives now. And I was looking at that, I was like, man, whoever thought like I would have done so much hosting. I never grew up wanting to be a host or doing any of that. I hated being in front of like the audience.
Yeah.
I was really shy. And I am still super shy, but who knew I would be like at such a level of like being on these shows and hosting and interviewing people in front of all these fans. And
I can back you up on this because we had Spanish class together, and I remember both of us, I don't think, wanted to go up and speak. I don't know if it was just because it was Spanish or what, but I just remember like it's high school. I don't think we really wanted to like go up in front of the class and talk.
And it was really insane. I told him, I was like, who would have thought, man, like 7 years later, almost more than seven years later, here I am, you know, the biggest convention place in DC hosting, you know, and you know, and doing it with, you know, doing it like I wanted, like I'm trying to figure out the right word, you know, but like just owning it, I guess. I don't even know how that started. I don't know how it was.
Project Res, I guess, started it. I guess just the fact that you guys wanted to show your own films and somebody needed to host a show.
But like, I don't even...
Sometimes you just get stuck in that position because no one else wants to do it.
I just tried to put the math in my head. It's like, how did I just become all of a sudden... And I guess, you know, what really it came down to was pro wrestling helped me to talk in front of an audience. Just to get into the pro wrestling mindset is what happened. I think almost that's pretty much what happens when I get up there, and it's unbelievable how it's taken me this far. So I thought about that after, you know, that's what this Awesome Con was that I started thinking about. It's like, holy crap, like I've been doing this for a long time, you know? Who knew that was going to happen?
At almost every Awesome Con, I have to go back and look. I think we've had at least one panel every year.
Yeah,
I don't know about the first
one. Yeah, we had.
I can't remember.
We had the wrestling panel, Carolyn and Joe show panel. Yeah, I guess we have had
at least one or more, definitely every year. So
the other one had a whole bunch too, because I was Kevin Sorbo, and then the other ones.
So many. That's cool, Joe. Because Carolyn and Joe show is taking it to higher levels now. It's really awesome. I'm so glad to have had Phil Lamar on the show. But we should also point out the fans that came by to visit the Curl Studio table at Awesome Con. Thank you for coming by. Even if you didn't buy anything and just took like a promo card or a business card, thank you for stopping by our table. Every little bit helps.
Thank you for giving us the time of day.
Yeah, I didn't run into any horrible people at AwesomeCon. Everyone was just so enlightening and
out of
awesome people.
Everyone in their life has so much to do, and they could be doing something. Everyone could have something better to do. That it's amazing when people take the time in their day to listen to this podcast, to say hi to us at the convention, even just to run up and shake our hand, even if they're busy. You know what I mean? That giving us time, giving us a little bit of time to connect with us is really important. And I really appreciate that. And I, you know, from the bottom of my heart, to anyone who ever listens to this far in the show, Joe really appreciates when people take the time out of their day to make a connection with me. And that means I'm going to go and, you know, double time, make as much connection with you as I can, because it shows that you care. And if you care, I care. You know what I mean? When you cry, I cry. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. And I mean that.
I don't think you cry, though.
No, but there's I don't cry. But there's a lot of people that choose to not want to connect for other reasons. And I think that's a waste of time, but go without their day. But I appreciate the people that take their time in their day, in their moment, to say hello. And that's really important. That is really important.
Yes, and thanks to AwesomeCon and Ben and the Brute Squad, all those volunteers who helped out this weekend. Whole convention would be nothing.
Paul, Jess, Rachel, all those hustlers out there.
We know who you are.
That's right.
And you did a great job.
Absolutely. So, stay tuned, world. We're about to give you a two time for a few weeks. But until then, this show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarbale.com, one-shot.com, mondaymistress.com is my band. Check them out. Jam and Java, July 5th. Go straight out Tumblr. Check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com. Put a slash on it. It's Curls comic strip. She does it. It's amazing. Puts smiles on people's faces. Story about a girl stuck in a comic strip, and she wants to change the world one comic strip at a time. CarolynBilewski.com, JoeCarbale.com, at Carolyn Bilewski social media, at Astray J social media, CarolynJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Rachel. I was on a good flow there. But world, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Let them know, Carolyn.
You're bona fide.
That's right.